Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Penn State Nittany Lions at the Purdue Boilermakers 2022 season opener game preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by SGPN Fantasy. Yes, dominate your draft with the free SGPN draft kit. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft kit. And we're also brought to you by the Free Roll Football Contest. Yes, it's back and it's better than ever. $5,000 is up for grabs in our NFL contest. And you better believe $1,500 is up for grabs in our brand new college football contest. So sign up exclusively in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, woo-wee. Welcome to the College Football Experience. Penn State Nittany Lions at Purdue Boilermakers Thursday night. This is our game preview edition. And if you're wondering who the hell you're talking to or listening to would be the correct term there. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Man, what a Thursday night. What a Thursday night. My only complaint with this awesome game that was actually, this is actually the Joe Buck game. Yes. Fox traded Joe Buck to what, ESPN. And part of that deal was this game to broadcast this Penn State Purdue Thursday night season opener, which should be a fantastic game. Luckily for me and hopefully for you, hopefully you have two TV screens at least, because hopefully you have a bunch, because there's a bunch of great games going on the FCS and FBS ranks. But this game will be going on. It's kicking off an hour after the Backyard Brawl, and the Backyard Brawl is near and dear to my heart. So I'm going to be watching that one. I feel like both are just right there neck and neck. Obviously both will be on, but I wish they would have just timed them up a little bit better, but either way, we got a great Thursday night, opening Thursday night college football. And wow, what a matchup we have when you look into what has happened in this history. First off, Penn State has dominated. Where's the, let me see. Penn State has dominated this series.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
And that's what Purdue fans are going to be asking themselves, is it easy to see a tide turn? Because they're going to need to see a tide turn because.
Well, I don't get the brain bag.
They have gotten their ass whooped in this series. All right. There is no denying that they are just overall. They've lost 9 in a row to Penn State. They are 3-15-1 overall. That's not good. 9 in a row. Last time they did beat them. And another thing is their home record, just 2-7 against them. And the last time they beat them was in 2004. All right. So last time they won in West Lafayette, 2003. And, between that and 1951, those are the only two times Purdue has won in West Lafayette. Don't panic if you're a Purdue fan, because Jeff Brohm was only there one of them, I believe. What year did Jeff Brohm come in? Let me fact check this real quick. So yeah, Brohm came into Purdue in, was he there the first time? Let's double check that. And no, so he's only played him once. Okay. So I was right. He's only played him once. They did get their ass kicked, but that was in state college. It's hard to win in state college. And Purdue's had a knack of knocking off the top teams in West Lafayette recently, I feel like. And that's why this game's awesome. The line, we're going to get to the line, but Penn State is a road favorite. And I know Penn State's athletic director was coming at the Big Ten a little bit about opening up on the road in Big Ten play, what, 3 years in a row? I think he might have a decent point. But let's dive into this game because there's so many X factors. There's so much interesting stuff going on. First off, Sean Clifford. You're going to see Sean Clifford for the first time in his college career in the same offense. Mike Yurcich, his system. That's the first time he's going to have the same OC for two straight years. Will that pay off? Last year they were just 82nd in total offense. That's very concerning. So. For Penn State to take the next jump and contend for a Big East or a Big Ten East title, they're going to need for the offense and parts of the defense to play better than it was a season ago. And I think having an experienced quarterback, could Sean Clifford be this year's Kenny Pickett? Now people will probably laugh at me for that. I'm just asking the question. Kenny Pickett a couple of years ago, people thought was a shitty quarterback. So can that, you know, you've seen it before with this experienced quarterback, in another year of that offensive system, I think Pickett struggled, if memory serves me correct, in Whipple's first year there. So perhaps that could be. But I think one of the gigantic X factors for this game and also for Penn State's season is, can they establish the run? Ever since I've been watching Penn State football, which is back to the days of Phil Yabody Cody, and I don't know. I mean, go back. Blair Thomas. All right. They've been a ground and pound team. So shout out to Caleb Root in the chat, and feel free to ask any questions in the chat. I cannot wait for this game as well. Caleb saying, I love this game for Purdue, and I might as well. But like I said, can Penn State establish the run? Last year, Penn State was 118th. In the nation at running the football. I mean, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Like that's unheard of. I feel like in my lifetime for Penn State running or rush attack to be that bad. Obviously, you know, the O-line had this problems. They only have two returning starters on the O-line. So that is something to circle. Then you have the situation. Is it going to be the freshman Nicholas Singleton? Is it going to be Kavion Lee? I saw the other kid transfer out to Florida State the other day or today. But I don't think that's a big deal. I think their running backs are talented. I think watching seeing the freshmen get in there is going to be very interesting to see, but also just seeing their commitment to the run and seeing how successful they can be at the run this year, I think is a gigantic X factor. But at the same time, their receiving core is absolutely loaded. Yes, they lost Dotson to the Washington Redskins, but Parker Washington, Keandre Lambert Smith, the tight end Ben Strange is back, and I like what they did in the portal, adding Mitchell Tinsley from Western Kentucky with Bailey Zappi, where they threw the ball all over the field. So the offense has potential if their ground game can go some. I like what I see from receiving standpoint. I think, you know, Clifford really could have his best year of his career and probably should have the best year of his career in Happy Valley here. Still concerned though, only two starters back on the O-line, but once again, if the O-line wasn't that great, maybe that's a good thing. One of the things interesting also on the defensive side of the ball for Penn State is life without Brent Pry. Brent Pry is now the head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. They had the sixth best scoring defense in the nation last year. Can they duplicate that? Can they be one of the better teams in college football on a scoring defensive side of things? So that remains to be seen. But in comes in Manny Diaz. I'm very intrigued because I was a bit surprised by the hire. But what will that look like? Will they be aggressive? I'm very intrigued to see how that will pan out. Also, I mean, Chop Robinson, the big Maryland transfer, comes in. Will he be an X factor at getting that Aiden O'Connell? Because I can tell you that. I mean, and that's something we should talk about for a second too. When I look back at Penn State's season from a year ago, they really didn't beat any good quarterbacks. I think the best you could say is Tagliavoa for Maryland, right? When you look at the other teams they played, CJ Stroud beat him. Cade McNamara beat him. Peyton Thorne beat him. KJ Jefferson beat him. So they basically went 1-5 against decent quarterback play. You look at the other teams, you know, Graham Mertz, no. Drew Plitt in Ball State, that's probably one of the better ones they played, but no. Bo Nix in Auburn, no. Indiana, I don't even think they had Penix in that game. I think he was injured by then. And then Rutgers hasn't had a good quarterback since fucking like 1920. So I think that is something to strongly consider in this game because Manny Diaz going up against Aiden O'Connell. And I think the Purdue offense, I know people are talking about, we're going to talk about Purdue in a second, but that is a gigantic X factor. Can Chop Robinson get after it? Penn State returning just 2 of 4 in the secondary. And we know Jeff Brohm and his brother, Brian Brohm, the OC, like to sling that rock all over the field. And another thing, Penn State breaking in a brand new special teams coach and Stacy Collins. Will that play an X factor? Could the kicking game, you know, the punt game, could that be an X factor in this game potentially? I don't know. I think overall, there's just a lot of great X factors in this game that the teams are similar. They're similar in a way of what they lost and how they performed. And I'll make a point of that in a second here. But first, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you folks out there that the Penn State at Purdue game preview is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promo codes and from sportsbook to assure that you get the best deal possible. And their app is fantastic. It gives you player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather for the bettors who make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker, so bettors can keep track of your records. I know that's always big for me in like November and December when there's like 30 great sports going on at once. College basketball, college football, NFL, NHL, NBA. This year we even have the World Cup. And then if you add in like a boxing or MMA or UFC or something, then you just got action going all over the place. All over the place. I mean, shit, I'll even bet the Grey Cup. You know what I mean? So just stuff going everywhere. So I like how they organize that. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Oddstrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by the Free Roll Football Contest. Yes, folks, the Free Roll Football Contest are here. And the College Football Contest is, we're giving away $1,500. It's up for grabs. What are you doing? NFL Contest is $5,000 and a 2-night stay at the Wynn in Las Vegas. What are you doing? Sign up now in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. All right, we're back talking Boilermakers, Penn State. This matchup is going to be awesome. The Joe Buck game, it is here. And I look at Purdue, and it's interesting because I think people are having a really hard time forecasting this Purdue Boilermaker team. Jeff Brohm, it seems like up one year, down the next a little bit. But also, I would argue that, you know, COVID was a big deal for them. So I almost think you got to throw some of that history out the window. I think Aiden O'Connell's the second best quarterback in this conference. CJ Stroud, one, Aiden O'Connell, two. After that, you can make the case for Clifford or Tanner Morgan or the Michigan quarterbacks or Michigan or, you know, Peyton Thorne. I don't know, but I really believe he's the second best quarterback in the Big Ten. And a lot of that is because of Brohm and both the Brohm brothers. They know how to really dial up a great offensive game plan. And I believe they're going to be able to find a rhythm to scoring against Penn State, regardless of how Penn State gets after them, regardless of how Manny Diaz dials up his defense. The question is, though, and these teams are kind of mirror images to me, and I mentioned that right before the commercial break. They really are. Like, okay, Penn State was terrible at running the football last year. So was Purdue. Penn State was 118th rushing the ball last year. Guess who was worse? Purdue. They were 127th in the nation. There was only 130 teams last year. So that's the third worst rushing attack in all of America in the FBS. I mean, absolutely brutal. But I still believe this offense will put up points. And I do think, though, an X factor is the ground. Can King DeRue or Kobe Lewis, who I'm a big fan of, the transfer from Central Michigan, will they be able to have success? Because Purdue does return 3 of 5 on the offensive line, a little bit better than Penn State from returning production. But will they be able to find success on the ground? And will they commit to it? I think that sometimes could be the X factor, is they don't commit to it often. But yes, I mean, Brohm, this is an offense we're going to see without David Bell. He's on the Cleveland Browns now. Milton Wright is ineligible academically. Yeah. In college football in 2022, they do that shit. This would never happen in the SEC. But yeah, their best receiver coming into the year projection wise, Milton Wright is not going to play this season. So who emerges at wideout? I'll be honest. I think they're going to be fine at wideout, because I trust the system. They bring in a couple Iowa transfers that I think we should watch out. Charlie Jones, who was a great special teamer for them a season ago, and then Tyrone Tracy, who's a veteran from the Iowa Hawkeyes. And those receivers are probably tired of never getting the ball. You know, Spencer Petras is throwing for like $120 a game. But I think they're probably better than what we think. And then Brock Thompson is back. If you watched Purdue last year, Brock Thompson was the MVP of the Music City Bowl in that game against Tennessee, that wild ass game. But also Elijah Kenyon comes in from Auburn, and I wonder if they get him in the mix. It's going to be very interesting to watch, but I do believe the passing attack will have success, especially against a unproven secondary in Happy Valley there, or with Penn State. And I think a gigantic X factor for this offense is going to be Payne Durham, the tight end. He's a fucking beast, absolute beast. So the question will be, to me, who is going to be more successful on the ground? Who will dictate the pace of this game? Essentially, we just watched that Northwestern Nebraska game, and I thought that was interesting. All game, even when Northwestern was down, now we can make a million examples of perhaps why Nebraska lost that game. But one of the things I thought that was very evident, even when Northwestern was down 11 points, is I thought they were owning the line of scrimmage. If anything, I thought they were passing a little too much. I was like telling my buddy in the studio, we're watching it here, I'm saying, man, they just need to keep committing to the run, because they're getting some holes. They're the more physical team. And over the long haul of that game, that's what ended up happening. Now I know that the onside kick, some other calls might have had an impact on that as well. But I really believe that whoever will establish the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively, will be the winner in this game. 3 of 5 back on the O line for Purdue. Obviously, I hit on that. That's key. Can they play at a high level and protect Aiden O'Connell? Because that is something interesting. Aiden O'Connell, they've had the luxury before, and I trust that Brohm will have the second string ready. But Jack Plummer's gone. He's a California Golden Bear now, and he was a very experienced backup quarterback, a very good backup, probably one of the better backup quarterbacks, I think, in the nation. He's gone. He went to Berkeley to drop acid and win football games. And I don't know. I mean, I think that could potentially be an X factor if they can get in there. But yeah, where's my Jack Plummer drop?
Hippie Olympics. Doesn't matter who wins because they're all losers.
Here's a gigantic X factor. Brad Lambert, who I think is one of the better defensive coordinators in America, he's gone. He went to Purdue 1 year, improved that defense, and then he got hired away by Wake Forest. So Ron English steps up. Ron English used to be a DC at with the Florida Gators, I think, a few years ago, and he was on the staff, I believe, last year. So how will that translate for 2022? Will the defense still? Obviously, they lose Karlaftis, the Greek Freak. That guy's a fucking beast. So will they get? Will they be able to get some pass rush on Clifford? Because I'll tell you that Clifford, he got his ass kicked last year. Keep an eye out on this. So Purdue's bringing in this Murray State transfer, Scotty Humpich, I think his name is Humpich. Maybe him on the end can cause some havoc against Penn State. But I think that's going to be an interesting storyline: is Ron English's defense and how good can they make Sean Clifford feel uncomfortable? Obviously, the home crowd, this place will be lit, and that's what's fantastic about college football. But another thing is Kyron Douglas. He needs to have a big game at the linebacker spot, the senior for the Boilermakers. They're just like Penn State, though. They return 2 of 4 in the secondary. So that's very interesting. How about the special teams, though? I alluded to this a minute ago. When Purdue landed Charlie Jones, he was a key special teamer for Kirk Ferentz in the Iowa Hawkeyes. Will that pay off? I mean, could that be an X factor? I think it really could. I'm very excited to watch this game, and I think think of those things here: two experienced quarterbacks, two terrible run games from a season ago, two wide receiver groups that I still like, even though I know Purdue lost a ton. I still like that when you add in Payne Durham, I think the passing attacks for both these teams could be very successful. The O line, Penn State returns 2, Purdue returns 3, but can they be productive? That's going to be huge. And then when you consider both teams struggled to stop the run a season ago, they're kind of mirror images. To both teams got hit in the secondary with players that left. So this game's going to be absolutely fantastic. Cannot wait for this one. And let's get to what the odds are here. We're going to make some projections on who wins this game and what. But before I do that, I got to get us paid one more time. I want to tell you that the College Football Experience, Penn State at Purdue, game preview, it's going to be brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of different players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I do. And it's a game changing product, unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their brand new over under game. Yes, over unders. You know, integrated into fantasy. Yes, the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. Not only can you enter a contest via over or under itself, but you can also through your fantasy league's matchup screen. Fantastic. I mean, for example, Patrick Mahomes is your starting fantasy QB. You can basically select on is over or under. Is he going to throw for over 250 this game? It's pretty badass. And if you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to 20 times the amount of money you put in. So check out that on your mobile phone right now. Join our listener group at Sleeper on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's promo code SGP. Once again, that is sleeper.com/SGP, and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. We're also brought to you by Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game you can think of under the sun. Pick'em, Survivor, Fantasy Pools. It is literally a one-stop shop with customizable features that simply you will not get anywhere else. And believe it or not, we have teamed up with Run Your Pool for our own official SGPN NFL Survivor contest, which is free to enter. Hop in now to reserve your spot. $500 cash goes to the winner, plus a $250 gift card to the SGPN merch store. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. And I gotta tell you, folks, I am very excited to talk about this line with you here, because I am seeing it currently over at WinBet. Penn State -3.5. They are also -175 on the money line. Purdue is at +145. We'll get to the total in a second, but Penn State, like I just mentioned, they got hit when they lost. When they lost last year, most of the time, with the exception of what, the Illinois game, I think one other, it was normally to better quarterback play. I do expect Aiden O'Connell to have a successful day. Can Sean Clifford match that? We'll see. But I do think the better quarterback play resides in West Lafayette. He's at home, folks. I think you got to take the 3.5. I know they're probably if you're looking at this, you're thinking, are they baiting me into this with the extra half? Until otherwise, I'm taking Purdue. Has been knocking off some great upsets in the past couple of years. I remember that Ohio State game, or last year when Michigan State came in there. That place gets lit. I expect it to be lit. I can't wait for it. And I have to take the 3.5. Penn State still might win this game, but I do expect this game to be close. And why not sprinkle someone on the money line there? Because like I said, Penn State lost to pretty much every good quarterback they played last year. Why not? Now I'm going to tell you, I have already personally bet this at 3.5, and I did sprinkle some on the money line, and I am curious of what you guys think on the over sitting there at 53.5. But before I get that, I want to tell you it's college football season, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling TV starting at $35 a month. Sling has all the biggest games on the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, and the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. You can stream it on any device, record up to 50 hours with included DVR space. You can pause or change your service at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. Yeah, so this total is sitting there, and I'm thinking, man, 53.5? I'm on the over. I'm on the over. Both teams are replacing their defensive coordinators. Penn State's replacing their special teams coordinator. Both teams have experienced quarterback play and very good passing games. I think you have to take the over. So I'm on Purdue plus 3.5. I am going to sprinkle a little bit on the money line, although it wouldn't shock me if Penn State wins this thing. And then I am going to ride the over on the Boilermakers. I cannot wait for this game, and I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty good about the 3.5. So can't wait for this one. This place is going to be bananas. It is an awesome game. And this season is going to be off to a bang between the games we got going on, the Backyard Brawl and this. And there's some great other matchups going on Thursday, some great other matchups on Friday. Obviously, Saturday, they should have spread it out a little bit better. Like, in my opinion, like Syracuse Louisville is like Saturday night. They should have put that on Sunday with the other games, or Monday with the other games. Give us a little more sample size. Anyway, this game's absolutely fantastic. I'm on the Boilermakers plus 3.5. Boiler up. But this game should be awesome. Subscribe to the College Football Experience, folks. We've been picking every single game ATS for over five years now, I believe. So check us out. College football, college basketball, we got you covered. We've handicapped it all. Every single Division I basketball and football game. So subscribe to the College Football Experience. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We come together as one on YouTube as the College Experience at youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Subscribe, tell a friend. And yeah, the season is coming. What up, Jong? Shout out to Jong in the chat. He knows about Boiler Up. Super exciting times right now. Can't wait for Thursday. Just crossing off the days before Thursday. But folks, also check out the NFL gambling podcast. Check out the sports gambling podcast as they went through all 32 NFL teams with a solo podcast for every team. If you're a Browns fan, if you're a Bears fan, if you're a Colts fan, go check that out. It's all out there. Just had great guests on the show, you know. So check out all of our guests that we had on the College Football Experience: Mike Leach, Bud Foster, Virginia Tech's legendary DC. We just did Randy Cross on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network feed, 3-time Super Bowl champ. Go listen to all those episodes. And folks, also hop in the Discord. You want to talk college football and college basketball year round with us? That's where you need to be. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Discord. It is a ton of fun sitting there talking Purdue basketball, talking Penn State basketball, you know, all those teams. We talk it all year long. So check it out. Shout out to Lane Elliott in the chat. He says, I'm on Purdue plus 3.5. Yeah, I like it. I like it. So cannot wait for this game. It should be a bundle of fun. This place is going to be bananas. And I can't, it's just, this is what college football is all about, you know, between the backyard brawl, which will be fucking crazy over there in Pittsburgh. And then this thing happening in West Lafayette, we're going to get a great dose of why college football is amazing. The crowds are going to be absolutely fantastic. So very intrigued though, because I was actually on the over. If you go back and listen to our we did 131 solo podcasts for each and every team. So if you're a Penn State fan, go listen to it. You're a Purdue fan, go listen to it. I actually rode the over on both teams. So this is a critical game for whoever loses it as far as my prediction for them to hit the over. So will be interesting. And yeah, folks, check us out. All right. We'll get the SGPN app also in the App Store and Google Play Store. It's free to download. With that, you'll get access to all of our podcasts. Once again, I mentioned the NFL gambling podcast, but also the MLB gambling podcast firing away. Every day they're giving you episodes, great stuff they're doing over there. I mean, what else is happening in the summer right now? CFL gambling podcast. Go check out that. Obviously NHL, NBA, that's right around the corner. Go listen to that. The College Basketball Experience, which I alluded to. Golf gambling podcast. Shout out to my guys at the Golf Gambling Podcast. Go check out all that good stuff. If you get the SGPN app, you'll have access to all of that, folks. All right. This is the College Football Experience. Purdue Boilermaker and Penn State style. Man, and you better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Boiler up!
What the fuck did I do wrong, Tom? Hey, sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
They're begging us. Please have a party. Feed us drinks. Get us laid.
Coaching, our coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in the second half. It sucked. It stuck.
The best looking man. The best dressed man. Long limousine. Cheddar plates. Custom made clothes. And anyone in the world I want. Just like that.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't talk.